coverage of the president has been completely wall-to-wall. And we get used to having newspapers around 137 years. That's how old the Boston Globe is. And its owner is the New York Times Company, our partner. It's threatened to shut down the paper unless the Globe agrees to $20 million in cost cuts. Talks with the Globe's largest union, the Boston Newspaper Guild, are set to resume this morning at 11 a.m. The Globe is the highest-selling paper in New England, the 14th largest newspaper in the nation. And we want to discuss the possibility that it could close or be radically altered. Emily Rooney's with us from our partner station WGBH in Boston. She hosts two shows, the news program Greater Boston and the weekly media criticism show Beat the Press. And we've also got two devoted Boston Globe readers, Daniel E. Williams of Brookline and Catherine Bumpus of Woods Hole, Massachusetts. So I want to jump right into this. Thank you for all joining us. Emily, the Globe could lose $85 million this year. That is massive. What's the latest news on the negotiations and what both parties want?
Well, starting with that figure, that $85 million figure, that is a figure that has been tossed out by the New York Times. And that paper has been completely unaccountable for that figure. You know, they've tossed it out. They've said that the unions had to come up with $20 million. $20 million doesn't cover $85 million. So they have been absolutely untransparent about this. They have not, you know, come forward, even in today's New York Times. All they did was report what happened yesterday, frankly. Those talks broke off at 6:45 a.m. Today, they're supposed to resume at 11 o'clock. The Guild says they've already come up with the $10 million that union alone needs to come up with. But frankly, it isn't enough because last week, the New York Times came forward and said, oh, we made a mistake. We miscounted the number of people who had already taken a buyout and they don't factor in, so we're going to have to ask more from you. The union said, well, then we should start over with negotiations. The Times refused to do that and basically held to the deadline.
Is there any sense, I mean, the newspaper industry, you have people like Walter Isaacson, the former editor of Time magazine, writing about content and how people can pay for content and giving away content. And some people are blaming the internet for completely undermining the newspaper model. What do you think the options are, not in the case of negotiations, but in the case of profitability for the Globe?
Well, if you read what Warren Buffett said yesterday at that conference, he says, I would never buy a newspaper. That's because you can get it for free. But a lot of people, including Stephen Brill of American Lawyers Weekly and a few others, have said there has got to be a model. We've got to change this in midstream. There's got to be a way to pay for content. It's still valuable. People still like to get sifted information, is what I call it. You don't want the internet is still, to some degree, the wild, wild west. You're never really sure exactly where the information is coming from. People like an editor, and that's why they read the Boston Globe, the New York Times, any newspaper. That's why.
Well, we've got Daniel E. Williams of Brookline. How are you doing?
Good. It's actually David Williams, but I'm doing fine.
I'm sorry about that. Now, tell me a little bit about your relationship to the paper. Do you see that being important in your life?
That's very important. I've gotten the Globe delivered to my door probably every day for the last 20 years, and I'd really miss it if it didn't arrive.
Do you think that it's, aside from your love for it, do you think that it can survive with the current audience?
I hope so. I mean, we were hearing before from Emily about how you can get things for free, and that's part of the problem. I think there's a lot of people that would consider themselves big supporters of the Globe and hope it doesn't close, and yet they don't subscribe to it. They read it for free online, and why not?
We've also got with us Catherine Bumpus of Woods Hole, Massachusetts. And Catherine, how do you consume the news? I mean, are you consuming the paper at all? If so, online, in paper form?
No, I subscribe to the Globe. I think we're a slightly unusual family. We subscribe to three papers here, the Cape Cod Times, the local Falmouth Enterprise, and the Boston Globe. I get them all delivered. We've always enjoyed it that way. I don't find reading the Globe online, though I do from time to time when I'm out of town, is the same experience. I like to be able to sit in the morning with my breakfast and take that time to read the paper and also to share it with my children. We were talking about this last night at dinner, and my children said they would be happy if just the G came to the door, which is the magazine section of the paper, because it's something they enjoy, and to be able to hand them something new to read every morning is really wonderful.
Now, Emily, let me go back to you. We've got two fans of the newspaper here. There are many reasons that people don't consume newspapers. Sometimes it's because they get other information for free. But particularly among poor and working class communities in cities across America, there's this complaint, well, you never came to our neighborhood to report on us anyway. How does the Globe stack up on that count?
The Globe does a terrific job covering all neighborhoods. They've had to cut back like a lot of other papers. But honestly, people who tell me that they don't read the newspaper because they think there's a liberal bias or they don't cover their community, I say, you don't read the newspaper because you don't want to. You don't read the newspaper and you are not informed. And, you know, this is just the fact of the matter. I mean, I gave it up because there's nothing in it for me.
Well, but
you
there's
gave
also,
it up because you don't want to.
Well, but the don't want to is not simply
afford it.
Well, it's not about trying to be ignorant. Maybe everyone doesn't have the experience, the time in the morning to share a newspaper with their children, and so the information comes to them in a fundamentally different way. If the newspaper is dependent on certain very specific practices and behaviors, then the business model is doomed, it seems to me.
Well, certainly
the business model is doomed. I'm not disputing that.
But certainly I've known people who commuted on the T every day who read the paper on their commute. That's harder to do with a laptop in your lap if you're on public transportation most of the time. So the fact that that's the way I enjoy the paper doesn't mean that that's the way the vast majority of people enjoy the paper.
The T, of course, being the subway in Boston. Which I've written many times. David, there's now talk that there'll be a new version of the Kindle, which is the electronic text reader that will be designed bigger so that you can read the newspaper. Is that yet another nail in the coffin of paper newspapers?
Well, not necessarily. I understand that some of these alternatives to the Kindle, the idea is that they'll actually be able to support advertising. So there's some hope that that will work. But that will probably be a little bit more like the websites where there's some advertising, but it doesn't come up with it. And I think it will be actually not just about reading the paper, but Boston will be a poorer place if the Globe isn't around. And we have a lot of powerful institutions in Boston and Massachusetts more generally, and there's really no natural watchdog for them other than the Boston Globe. And I think if the Globe weren't around, a lot of scandals would never be exposed, and also people in power would probably, you know, not think twice about doing things that they now do think twice about because they know the Globe might be after them.
Well, we have to wrap this up, but great stuff, David, Catherine, Emily. We have been speaking with two readers. We've got David Williams of Brookline, Catherine Bumpus of Woods Hole, and also journalist Emily Rooney. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.